7:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
You are listening to the very best of community radio, and presenting the gospel at 88.1. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, Louisiana.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all.
How many of you know he's a mighty God? I said, how many of you know he's a mighty God? Oh, come on. Act like you know he's a mighty God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, give the Lord a hand of praise. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you afresh now as we focus our attention on your word. Do in the text as you desire to do. Meet us. Teach us. Give to us your word in revelation form. Help us to know principles and then practice them with your power, giving you all the praise as you perfect our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. And the people of God said, amen. Amen. Turn your Bibles to the book of Psalms, number 27. And I just want to lift out verse 13. Psalms number 27, verse 13 says, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. You may be seated in God's presence. For just a little while, I won't speak from the subject. If the Lord doesn't come when you want him, wait on him. If the Lord doesn't come when you want him, wait on him. I think David gives us a wonderful lesson in waiting on the Lord and understanding the power, the prestige of our God showing up in a timely way and taking the privilege of delaying his presence when he feels it will best benefit us. There are some times God does not show up when we think he ought to show up in order to develop us and to bring us to another level of faith and to strengthen us in our test. It's important to realize and to recognize, as David says in this 13th verse, I had fainted. unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. As I meditated upon that, I said, David, that seems almost contradictory when folk hear how you started off. And you started off, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemy, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. And now in the 13th verse, you say, I had fainted. Well, when we begin to understand David's situation, I backed up to the 11th verse, and in the 11th verse, he entreated God to educate him in his ways. He begged God, God, teach me your way. Show me your way. Help me understand your way. And I think, my brothers and sisters, it does us well to hear what David says, because one of the things that we're going to understand in life is this, that if we're ever going to be or become what God truly wants us to be or become, it's going to have to be done God's way. In other words, it's going to have to be His will, not our will. We're going to have to understand that God is in control of every situation, regardless of how it seems. He says that in verse 11, but in verse 12, he talks about escaping his enemies. In verse 13 here, he's talking about his experiences and enlightenments. But in verse 14, he's talking about an emphatic encouragement. I want us to look at this, my brothers and sisters, because we again go back to verse 13 when he says, I had fainted. This is a personal interpretation. Personal interpretation. Look at what he says. I had fainted unless I had believed. Now, one of the things that I want you to understand in his personal interpretation are three things. It is his past, his plight, and his power that brought him to the conclusion that he was on the brinks of fainting, on the brinks of failing, on the brinks of giving up. This word seems strange because he says, I had fainted, but it doesn't really mean I had fainted. What it literally means is I almost fainted. I was close to fainting. The American Standard Version says, where would I be unless I had believed? And so his interpretation was, I came so close in the situation that I dealt with from my past and the present plight that I'm in, that my own power got so weak that I almost gave up. Now, I know that don't happen to some of you strong saints who shout on Sundays and you live victorious all through the weekend. No matter what the devil throws your way, you don't have no problem. But David discovered that even though the Lord is your light and your salvation, if you just keep on living, you're going to meet up with some stuff that's going to bring you to the point of fainting. I wish I had a helper in the house today. You're going to go through some things that you didn't think would bring you to this point of testing. You're going to come up against some enemies that's going to take all your nerves. There are going to be some things that happen to you where you don't know where you would be if God wouldn't have stepped in right on time. So he says, my past, my plight, and my power had gotten so messed up that I had fainted. I almost fainted. But I want to move on into the verse because he says something else that's important for us. I want us to look at the profound, listen at this, insight that David gives us. He had his personal interpretation, but he has a profound insight that he gives us. First of all, he says, unless, which is a transitional word. Unless I had, here's his word again, past tense. But this time, it is not with a negative force, but rather a positive one. He says, I had believed. Now this profound insight is helpful in three ways because it tells us, first of all, that when you're going through some stuff, every now and then, you're going to have to, one, refocus. You see, sometimes your trials, your tribulations can so affect you that you don't see nothing but what you're going through. You can't see beyond, above, around, nor through your troubles, and so you become consumed by them. But when you get to that point, you need to recognize it's time to refocus. And this word, unless, in this transition, was also a reality in the spirit, because he said, unless I had believed. He didn't say unless we had believed. Because I got to tell you, sometimes the stuff you go through going to be just you. Not the folk around you, not the folk with you, but you. And so he speaks of himself and he speaks for himself and he deals with this profound insight because what he tells us is, if I had not refocused, I could have been consumed by my trouble. If I had not refocused, I could have been consumed by my troubles. If I had not refocused, I could have been done away with the problems that I was experiencing. But I took my eye off of what was and put my eye on what was coming. See, can I tell somebody, you got to sometime put your mind in a place where it goes beyond your problems. Sometimes you've got to refocus back on what God promised you. You've got to refocus on the fact that this too shall pass. Sometimes you got to refocus while you're going through what you're going through on the fact that what is ahead of you is better than what is behind you. Sometimes you've got to refocus while you're still going through your tests that the best is still yet to come. He had to refocus not on the footprints of his pain, but on the footprints of his gain. Because sometime in your struggle, you forget to see while you're in so much pain, yet how much ground you have gained. See, sometime you're closer to being through than you think. It's closer to being over than you know. But if the devil can keep you having a pity party, keep you looking back, looking down, feeling sorry for yourself, if you never refocus, then you'll miss God in your test. Not only must he refocus was this great insight, but something else he had to do. He had to reconnect. Because how many of you know your troubles and trials and tribulations sometimes can disconnect you from what God has truly placed in you? See, sometimes you've got to stir up the gift. The gift is still there. but it feels like it's not there. Sometimes you've got to understand that what he gave you has not departed from you, but sometimes you've got to refocus and reconnect by faith. Here's what he said. Unless I had, here's faith now, believed, past tense, believed. This is where faith comes in at. I had believed. I like the way David says this, because what he's literally saying is, I've settled this matter. It's non-negotiable, non-discussable, non-debatable. I have settled this. I have already believed. I'm not believing God for this. I believed him. I'm not hoping he's going to do it. I know he's going to do it. It's just a matter of time before he works this thing out. I had believed. And see, can I tell you sometime, my brothers and sisters, when you refocus, you've got to surely reconnect so that you can have that kind of determination in your heart. And when you reconnect, then can you have a true resolve? Listen at this. The third thing that he resolved after he reconnected and refocused was that he was going to see the goodness of the Lord. The goodness of the Lord. I like this because his resolve is, listen, I'm going through all this hell. I'm about to see some heaven. I'm going through all of this trouble. Nah, I'm going to see what God promised me. What God said is going to happen is going to happen, and I ain't going nowhere till it happens. I had believed to see the goodness. I've seen enough badness. The goodness. I've seen enough troubles. The goodness. I've seen enough darkness. The goodness. I've seen enough burdens. The goodness. And see, that's what you got to do sometimes. You just got to focus on the goodness that the Lord promised you. I don't care how dark it is, how problematic it is. You got to focus on the goodness. Or the goodness will help bring you out. The goodness will help put a smile on your face right in the midst of you brushing the tears away. The goodness will give you hope and strength. The goodness, just put your eye on the goodness that God promised you. When do you do it, David? Right when you're having pain. Right when you're under the strain. Right while you're still being tested. He said, unless I had believed, I settled this matter. My heart was fixed. My mind was made up. I'm going to see the goodness of the Lord. Now, I'm about to come to a close here, but look at what he says. Because here comes a prophetic inspiration. He says, in the land of the living. Now, I had to throw that in there because it's in the Bible. And see, a whole lot of us are going to see some good, but we're waiting till the sweet by and by. We're talking about when we get to heaven. And heaven and all of its immortal glory, that's all good too. But David said, I don't want to be confused about the matter. I'm going to see the goodness of the Lord right here. Tell somebody right here. I'm looking for the goodness of the Lord right here. You excuse me, you can go on if you must, but I'm waiting to see the goodness of the Lord in. This word in, listen, is relative. Because first thing he's talking about is in the land. That's the place. And what's important about that is understanding, in the same place I've had troubles, is the same place I'm gonna triumph. The same place I've been a victim is the same place I'm gonna be a victor. The same place in this land that's been dark with storms, I'm gonna see the sunshine again. In the land, I wish I had a helper here. That's the place. But he also makes clear in this prophetic word, it's also the period. It's also the timing. It's also the season. In other words, I'm not gonna throw in the towel. I'm not gonna wave the flag of surrender. I'm not gonna say I give up. I'm not gonna say I quit. Because right here, while I'm going through, God promised me I'm going to. And so I'm holding on till my breakthrough gets here in the land of the living. And not only is this the place and this is the period, but he says, I want to let you know I'm the person. Y'all don't hear me. He's shouting about this because he's talking about what he's going to experience in the land of the living. It's like, don't weep for me. Don't feel sorry for me. Don't hang your head down for me. I know it's dark now, but it's not going to end like this for me. I know it's tough now, but it's not going to end like this for me. I know it's rough now, but it's not going to end like this for me. And all I want to do is encourage somebody else and tell them, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. When you feel like giving up, when you feel like giving in, when you feel like saying, oh Lord, I can't go another further, I just want to tell you one more time, wait on the Lord. Won't you touch two or three people right quick and tell them, wait, your blessing is on the way. Wait, wait, he may not come. When you think he will, hold on a little while longer. After a while,
doors of the church are open. The doors of the church are open. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Give the Lord a hand of praise. Amen, 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 amen. Doors of the church are open. There may be someone here today who's not in right standing with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Will you come? Will you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior? Amen. Will you come? Will you do as she's done? Will you surrender to Christ? If you just put your hand in God's hand, He didn't say you wouldn't have troubles. He said, I'll be with you, Lord. I'll be with you. He's right there with you. He's with you by your side to bring you through. Will you put your hand in God's hand? Will you put your trust in Him? Say, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him. Will you trust Him today? Will you give your life to Him? Will you surrender to Him? He's waiting. And I can tell you, everything will be all right if you just surrender to the Lord right now. Will you come? Will you come? Amen, amen. Jesus is waiting. Stands with His arms wide open, waiting to receive you to Himself. I wouldn't worry about who's sitting on my left or my right, because I want you to understand, this is between you and God. This is between you and God. And the decision you make determines where you spend eternity. Will you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior? Will you give your life to Him? Will you yield to Him? You say, Lord, here I am. I yield and make myself available to You. Will you come? Will you do as these have done? He said, if you be ashamed of Me before men, I'll be ashamed of you before My Father, which is in heaven. He stands. The choice is yours. Will you come? Give the Lord a hand of praise. Sister Michelle.
Reverend Smith, Grady King David, we had two persons coming today for special prayer.
Amen, amen. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. Amen. We have two announcements we'd like to make. All seniors are asked to report to the fellowship hall who have not picked up their pictures. The ones who have not picked up their pictures from the seniors fellowship, please go to the...
For my way, you're the...
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. You can receive today's message by sending $5 for cassette, $8 for CD, and $15 for DVD to 911 Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806, or call area code 225-774-8040, leaving your name, address, and order. Or you can purchase today's message at Stars Beauty Salon, 525 16th Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, on Tuesday and Wednesday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., Thursday and Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. May God richly bless you is our prayer.
KKAYT 88.1 FM. 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
So much trouble stressing me, coming from the enemy. Yeah, he's trying to shake what I believe. But I've got to be strong, I've got to hold on. I'm determined to win this fight.